Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like to thank God for all of you that have dialed into the show tonight. You have dialed into Ministry Impossible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambus. Ministry Impossible is based on Scripture Luke 18:27. And the theme is there nothing too hard for God? Where our mission is to empower and to encourage the people with the word of God. So we come on the air every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday each month. And so our next show dates will be November the 8th and November the 24th. November the 8th and November 24th will be our next show date. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what goes on and what comes your way, you should have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind to rejoice and be glad. Why? Because of God's goodness to you. So we always start to show off with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous avail of much. And so it also says that men are to always pray and not faint. And so prayer is a weapon, for our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so when we pray, God listens. And when God listens, and when we listen, God speaks. And when we believe, God works. May we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and the clouds of threats from the giants in our lives, giants of sickness and lack and loneliness. And you have created us to be giant slayers, so we are no longer bound. Thank God we are free, free to live and to love in the purpose and power in which you have created us. Lord, right now we thank you, and we asking for a special dose of your compassion and love to be sent towards Pittsburgh, the Tree of Life Synagogue. Lord, we learned today that it was 11 people have lost their life, and there's still some that's injured. But even in this, we know you're good. But we ask that you would send your hand of compassion and love to touch that area and let them know that no matter what they go through, that they can still trust and depend on you, Lord. So we ask that you would comfort them right now. And then we say a special prayer for those that are dealing with sickness and even loved ones that are dealing with sickness. Special prayer for our brother James Brown, whose father is on the bed of affliction right now, and even he's suffering some personal health challenges. We ask that you would touch his body. We ask that you would send your comforting hand and your peace and your love in that family's direction. And let them know that all is well. all is well, that you are still, that there is still a balm in Gilead. So we thank you right now. We thank you for your word and your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So the show tonight is going to be done a little differently. And, you know, I know we all have our favorite songs that, you know, we like to listen to when we go through our situations and our challenges. So tonight I just thought that we would just do that, play some music to inspire us and to encourage us through music tonight. And so we know that it's sometimes that we suffer when we go through things and go through situations, and we might want the immediate answer, and we might want God to move right now. But sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes we have to wait on our answer. We have to wait on our direction. But in waiting, it's not wasted time. For my Bible says that in waiting, your strength is renewed. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and they shall be weary, shall not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And so tonight, if you find yourself waiting on the Lord, I ask you just to stand there and steady yourself. Don't give up. Just hold on. And so our first song of encouragement tonight will come from the Gospel 4, and it's simply entitled, "Wait on the Lord." Amen. And sometimes we do have to wait on the Lord. So it's good news that our waiting will not be in vain. Our waiting is time of strength and renewal. But we can wait on the Lord because in 1 Peter 5 and 7 says that we can cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. And so that's why you can wait on God, because he cares. So it's good news that Jesus cares about you, what you're going through. So you don't have to go through it alone, but you only have to trust and believe. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And so sometimes while you're waiting, you're waiting on your strength to increase, sometimes you might have to find you something or someone to lean on. And so today I recommend Jesus. And so for our second song is sung by Helen Miller, and she says that Jesus, he won't let us fall. Thank you. Amen. It's good to know that we can lean and depend on Jesus. I don't know about you, but that's how I made it, and that's how I'm making it to this day. Leaning, trusting, and depending on his word, and trusting and leaning in his kindness and his love. And so God is our refuge, our strength. He's been our strong tower, so you can lean on him. He's been our warrior, our mighty battle axe in the time of war. And so Psalm 46 and 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in trouble. And so it's good to know that when trouble comes, God will be right there. It says a present help in trouble. So he won't be on the outside looking in. He'd be right in the thick of things with you. So that's good news that if he's in there with you, the good news is that he's going to bring you out. And so Psalms 109 and 26 says, help me, O Lord, my God. O save me according to thy mercy. And so have you ever had to call on the Lord? Have you ever had a situation or a circumstance that you tried your mother, and you tried your father, you tried your friend, you tried your boo, but nobody could help you but the Lord. And so it's good news that we can call on the Lord, and he will hear our cry. Because the truth of the matter is, he is our helper. He is our help. In him we find comfort and peace. And so I hope these songs, I notice our show is a little different from the usual format, but I know sometimes when words can't be articulated and your thoughts are all over the place, it helps to have some music to describe and to help soothe you, help calm and bring you peace. So I hope that these songs that were played tonight will encourage you and strengthen you just to go a little further along this journey. Because we know that it says that the weapons will form, but they will not work. And so, yeah, sometimes we can get a little frightful, a little fearful. Things can look overwhelming and feel overwhelming. But I'm so glad that we got a helper in Jesus, that he will help us. And so once again, thank you for tuning in tonight for our show. We thank God. I hope these songs, like I said, encourage you and strengthen you, because there are a few that helped me along the way. So once again, our show comes on every second Tuesday, every fourth Saturday. So our next show dates will be November the 8th, November 24th. And so I thank God for you. May easy and success be made your way. And so I'd like to leave you with one of my go-to songs. Whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed, whenever I'm feeling like I just can't go on, I just remember that all of my help comes from the Lord. And so this song is sung by Reverend Charles Nixon, St. James Adult Choir, and the soloist is my Aunt Mary Abraham. And so on times when you find yourself going through and it seems like you exhausted all of your hookups and all of your handouts, just remember, you still got some help in the Lord. God bless you tonight.
Yeah.